Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lighter side of the news time. Salt, what's going on?
All right, well, I told you about that killer plant in New York City, and I'm not going to do what the regular news does to you and make you wait for it. I'm going to tell you about
goodness.
The threat that's happening right now. There is a killer hallucinogenic weed that is growing all over New York City.
And by killer, you mean literally it's killing people?
Like, seriously, yes. The plant, parts of the plant are toxic. Hmm. No matter how much is ingested. So please stay away from this plant. It's called the Datura stramonium, also known as Jimson weed.
Jimson weed.
So, yeah, if you see this, even in small quantities, just stay away
well,
from it.
How do you know what it looks like?
I would Google it. It's green.
And that's even really, if you touch it, it could be lethal?
It can be lethal, but especially if you ingest it. But it also is known for its hallucinogenic properties, so that's why it's kind of enticing to some people. But yeah, officials are warning.
This isn't a joke, is it? I can't.
No,
tell
this
if you're,
isn't
I'm
a joke.
Looking at your face, you're talking about a deadly weed,
I
and
know.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
No, it's killing
Don't
people.
Don't touch the hallucinogenic Jimson.
Jimson weed. The Parks Department of New York City says, do not try and remove it yourself either. Just call them.
Where
up.
Does it grow?
It's literally growing all over the city. Just in different random places.
Cracks through the cracks of sidewalks.
On the streets and little, like, potted, Yeah, everywhere.
Don't let your pets near it.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I'm... Why would I lie about that?
I don't know. You have this look on your face.
That's just my face.
Okay.
All right, speaking of plants that shouldn't be in things, Brussels sprouts in gin. Would you drink that?
I have no problem with Brussels sprouts. I can't stand gin. So yeah. I would rather turn away the gin than the Brussels sprouts.
Well, you know, a couple years ago, Hendrix came out with the cucumber gin. And actually, I didn't mind that one. It was all right.
Ugh.
But gin traditionally from juniper berries now being made from Brussels sprouts. Pickering's gin in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Pickering!
They sell six packs of flavored gin around Christmas time.
It makes me nauseous just thinking about it.
This year, they've decided to go with a Brussels sprouts flavored gin.
Like, they're combining gross with gross.
I know. I love Brussels sprouts by themselves. You don't need to ruin them with alcohol.
Right,
like that.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yuck.
All right, there's a new way that you can pay for your Amazon groceries if you go to Whole Foods. They're working on a scanner that will scan your hand. Yes, instead of your credit card.
What does scanning your hand have to do with anything?
What? Apparently, there's this technology. It's called Orville. And you don't even need to touch the scanner. It will scan your hand's shape and size and then charge the credit card linked to your lefty or righty.
Oh, so there's an identification process not involving the fingerprint.
So basically, you're just walking around the store. And they're justifying having all these cameras that are data mining you at any point. And so what's going to do? It's going to save you time because it can take 3 to 4 seconds to, you know, for a credit card process.
Wow.
This will break it down to 300 milliseconds.
Wow, we are so lazy. I went to the Amazon store in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you cannot go into the store unless you're logged into Amazon itself.
Yeah.
And then you just do the same thing.
You grab stuff, and you walk out.
That's
right?
It.
Yeah. Creepy.
I thought I'd be able to take a bottle of water, but it's just, it knows.
Like
I got
later.
Charged for it.
Yeah, you're like, what is this? Damn. Well, speaking of Seattle, home of Starbucks, and you know there's a ton of Starbucks around the world.
Yes.
And there's a man, his name is Winter, apparently he just goes by one name,
like
from
it.
Texas, and he's made it his mission to visit all of the Starbucks. So far, he's gone to nearly 15,000 locations. It's taken him 22 years.
Is he independently wealthy?
I'm assuming he's from Texas.
Yeah,
so
he's got some oil money going on.
And the funniest part about the entire story, he's been to 44 in Peru recently, and this is when the story got picked up. He was down there visiting the Starbucks. He said he actually prefers independent coffee makers. He doesn't like Starbucks brew. He said, that's the definition of irony.
Wow, for sure.
I was laughing. And now we were talking a little bit before about tracking your whereabouts and your movements.
Oh, yeah. I have Life 360 on my kids' phones, and I track it on my phone, too.
Well,
and my husband.
A report has come out that there are some menstrual tracking apps that women use.
Yes.
You know, for their periods and such. And what it does is, apparently, they've been communicating their data and sharing their data with Facebook.
I saw the headline. I didn't know what that meant, that Facebook can tell when you're having sex.
Well, now they can tell a lot more about that, too. They can tell what type of contraception you use, if you're on the pill, all of these things. And they're using all of this information, again, to sell you products and things like that. And it's in buried deep in the user agreement, as all of these things are. But people are up in arms about...
When are we as a country going to wake up to the privacy invasion that is going on with all these tech companies?
I think it's the opposite. Just realize, you're going to be invaded by these tech companies.
No, it's not okay.
You're not going to stop using Facebook,
are
you?
Yes, I got off Facebook.
Yeah, you're that one weirdo who did.
Is that it?
That's it.
I'm fine.
96.5 TIC.